It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, you're inside today, I hear. Good call.
Yeah, but I just got back from a terrific walk. Minus 22, I went out for a walk, and I walked for about an hour. It was just spectacular. You know, if you were awake during the night and you stepped out and took a look, it was just amazing night. It was clear. We had the moon in waxing gibbous phase heading for a full moon, and it was just a beautiful night. Well, it turns out a lot of critters decided to move around during the night because I found more than a dozen kinds of tracks during my walk, and these were fresh because we got a new snow recently. These were all new tracks. So, yeah, wow, an amazing morning. If this feels cold, I have a couple things for you to think about. Number one, the average temperature for the month as of today, but not including today, is about normal, just slightly below normal. And then the other thing is the Weather Service came out with the statistics about fall of 2024. Now, you have to realize that the Weather Service doesn't operate the same way the rest of us do. They call fall September, October, and November. December 1, according to the Weather Service, meteorological weather, is the first day of winter. So if you look at September, October, and November together, this one registers as the second warmest fall on record and almost tied for number one. It's also interesting to note that of the 10 top falls, five of them have been in the last 10 years. So we definitely have a trend going on there. Well, that doesn't mean, the article goes on to say, that doesn't mean if we have a warm fall, we're going to have a warm winter. And so when we step out on mornings like this, yes, it's a little bit different than normal. However, I thought it was just absolutely superb. Well, we have things going on. The average temperature so far, as I said, has just been a little bit below normal. The precipitation has been below normal, but not that far below normal. We did get some rain along with some snow, and the snowfall is only about half what we normally have for this time in December. Far below that for the whole season. What I call the seasonal total is about 10 inches, when normally at this time we have about 2 feet. So we're far below that. Anyway, according to the forecast, we might be seeing some changes. Yeah, we're having chilly weather now, but if you don't like it, just wait. Sunday and Monday both look like they're going to be in the 30s before we drop off again. We have, I said, a full moon coming up on the 15th. We also have a meteor shower coming up on the 13th and the 14th. If the night is clear and if you can get out to take a look, what you would end up seeing is more meteors than normal. The term meteor shower can easily be misunderstood, but it's just more meteors than normal. Perhaps you can see 25, 30, depending on how dark the area is that you are in. And there's times you can even see as many as 50. Other things of note, we are still at the time of the earliest sunsets of the whole year. For every evening this past week, we had sunset at 4:20 p.m., which is the earliest sunset of the whole year. Well, starting this weekend, the sunsets will start moving back slightly and start getting later. You might say it is the very first tiny step towards spring when that happens. And then in a little over 10 days or so, I guess, from now, we'll be having the winter solstice. Winter solstice this year is December 21, and that is the day of the least amount of daylight of the whole year, often called the shortest day of the year, often known as also the first day of winter. But like I said, it depends on your definition of winter. That's the astronomical winter. Either way, we are headed in that direction. And here are other things going on. Starting this weekend, the Christmas bird counts will begin. Christmas bird counts are widespread. There are many in the region. And if you want to participate in one, it's not that hard to do so. You don't have to know birds that well. I have been conducting Christmas bird counts for many years. And I usually tell people, you sit at home, have a cup of coffee, look out in your yard and look at the birds on the bird feeder. That is part of the Christmas bird count. We do the Christmas bird count. We note the kind of bird and how many. Now, the whole idea of the Christmas bird count is to just get a snapshot of who's out here with us in the winter. It's called Christmas bird count because it takes place about the time of Christmas. It has nothing else to do with Christmas. They start on the 14th of December, and they go for 23 days up to and including the 5th of January. And as I said, there are many in the region. The one that I conduct here in Carlton County will take place on January 2. We look for the kind of bird and how many there are, and it's worth noting. A lot of the birds are songbirds. We have permanent residents like chickadees and nuthatches and a few kinds of woodpeckers. And yes, that they get counted. We also count things like starlings and house sparrows and rock pigeons that we may not appreciate. They get it counted as well. And then there are the winter visitors, other finches such as redpolls, which I still have not seen, but are starting to show up in the area. Goldfinch, pine siskin, purple finch, pine grosbeak, evening grosbeak, white wing crossbill, red crossbill. All of these could be counted. And then we have things like the Bohemian waxwings. We have a possibility of things like cardinals and robins. And so, yes, there's a good number of those birds. Other birds of note, well, right now I have an abundance of turkeys. I estimate at least 20 turkeys every day come through. They are interesting how they have sorted themselves out. They are in three groups. One group that's the first to arrive are big male turkeys. Later in the day, there will be a mixture of them. And then there's one group of about a dozen that's mostly female. And they will show up as well. So that's one. Yeah, that's another bird that we'd count on the Christmas bird count. Yesterday, I noted, and when I was back in the woods, I noted a couple of rough grouse. Rough grouse could be having a pretty tough time right now. They often use snowbanks as a place to bury themselves and be protected. Well, the snow isn't deep enough for that, and the snow we have is still pretty crusty, so they could be having a pretty tough time. If they can't bury themselves in the snow, they might go under a spruce tree. Other things of note are the owls. Last night I heard once again, despite the fact we were sub-zero, I heard the barred owl call. Great horned owls, both of those are permanent residents. Then there is the visitors of the hawk owl, the boreal owl, snowy owl, and great gray owl. All of these are things that could be seen as well. Some of those visiting ones will hunt in the daytime, unlike our resident. Crows and ravens are here too, blue jays. So there's plenty of birds to see at this time. And as I said, it's just the idea is just to get a handle on who's wintering with us. The other way to see who's wintering with us is what I like to do, and that is go out and look at animal tracks. They are just superb, and they are a way of telling us who's here. The remarkable thing is, like this morning, I went out and I found a dozen tracks of a dozen kinds of critters. Not one did I actually see the critter, and yet they left their messages. Many of them I probably won't see, except for the squirrels and the turkey tracks that I found, except for those two. Everything else is nocturnal, and they'll come out at night, and we won't even see them, but they sure leave their messages. And I was very, very impressed that a sub-zero night like we had last night, and they're still that active. So, yeah, there's a lot of critters around. We may not appreciate the cold weather, but there are a lot of them around, and they have different ways of coping with that. In addition to that, I've been feeding, besides feeding birds, I feed flying squirrels every night. It's really not that hard to do. And I would say anybody, if you have a fairly large trees in your yard or in your neighborhood, what I do is I put out a platform on the side of a large tree, large oak tree. And then at dusk, I go out and I put sunflower seeds there. If I were to put those sunflower seeds out at an earlier time, the diurnal squirrels, the gray squirrels, the red squirrels would eat them. But if I wait until after dark and put the sunflower seeds out, then it's only the nocturnal flying squirrels that come by to feed on them. And they are very interesting to watch. And yes, they are able to cope with winter. They do not hibernate. They, you know, there are ground squirrels that will hibernate, but the tree squirrels do not. In addition to that, it's worth taking a look at places like crab apples. Crab apples, I've noticed, have been pretty good in my neighborhood. Lots of trees are pretty loaded. Well, the birds are going to discover those, and that's worth noting as well. And there's things like apple, hawthorn, rosebush. Rosebush have a berry on them known as a rose hip. Highbush cranberry, mountain ash, all of these have berries, and the birds will notice those as we go further through the winter. So anyway, there's plenty to see, and we are not yet into officially astronomical winter, but we're getting close. Anyway, get out and enjoy it. It is really, it's just a terrific time. Those, I've learned that those who don't appreciate winter are the ones that don't get out in it. So yeah, it's a terrific time. Have a good day. So take care.
Thanks very much, Larry. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.